Mr. Speaker, honourable members, the time is past 12. I move that we suspend SO52 to continue the business of the House.
Mr. Speaker, I so second.
Honourable members, it has been moved and seconded that SO52 be suspended. So the business of the House may continue. It's been past 12. All those in favour say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it. Yes.
The House reverts itself into committee.
Yes, the Honourable IG.
On your directive, the Legislative Committee met with members of the Committee on Local Government, other interested members of Parliament, and the Minister of Local Government and his entourage. We had a very, very valuable debate with suggestions from across the board. We want to thank Dr. Jabi for giving us the rationale behind his suggestion. And at the end of the day, we came to a consensus for an amendment of the subsection. And this is what we agreed on, Mr. Chairman, that the subsection number 3 on the bill be renumbered 2, and that it should read as follows. I must say we had the assistance of the government draftsman.
Yes, okay.
I shouldn't forget that. Local council elections are postponed under subsection 1, the tenure of councillors shall not be extended beyond the date of the next general and parliamentary and presidential election. I want to suggest general and or, because the presidential and general might not take place on the same date. So that is my suggestion, Mr. Chairman.
Honourable Speaker, are you not introducing another element of controversy here?
That next general and presidential elections. I think that is clear.
Okay. Honourable members, that is the amendment. Amendment again.
Where local council elections are postponed under subsection 1, the tenure of councillors shall not be extended beyond the date of the next general and presidential election.
Somebody, the man from the Law Affairs Department is saying that, and presidential or. He's suggesting or instead of and. Well, perhaps that brings us to what the Honorable IG had said previously. So we had better put and or, as you said initially. Although I thought that was a bit controversial, but the Law Officer Department would want or, and you are saying now and.
They are the experts who take what they say, sir.
Pardon? So they are saying that we use all. When we say and all, I think
I agree, sir.
When you say, oh.
I agree.
Cherno, you agree? Mm-hmm. Mr. Minister, do you agree with that?
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I agree. Sorry, Mr. Chairman, honorable members, I agree.
Okay. Mr. Minister, sit down. So, yes, yes, okay, Mr. Minister, please hold on. Mr. Minister, hold on and resume your seat for the time being. Yes. Honorable Kuruma, your chairman has spoken. Your chairman has spoken. Mr. Minister, since you had made the correction for us initially, Mr. Minister, when the speaker is talking to you, you should stand. No, it is not that I want that, but that is the tradition. That is it.
Yes, sir.
So, Maya Kaikai, Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, that should also be corrected. You accept that, Mr. Minister?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I accept.
Okay, Mr. Minister, please tell him now to move.
Mr. Chairman, honorable members of Parliament, I move that clause 1 stand part of the bill as amended.
Mr. King, please go and guide the minister.
He's right, sir. I move that clause 1 stand part of the bill. Correct.
Okay.
Mr. Yansane, something here is right. We do what the members of Parliament want. Strictly, we do what members of Parliament want here.
What he has done is right also. So the direction should not be limited. One clause
again. Except one reason we see clause 1 and sub clause 2.
What is sub clause 2? Please, Anna.
Honourable Member, the question is that clause 1 as amended do stand part of the bill. All those in favour say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Clause 1 form part of the bill as amended. The House resumes.
Mr. Minister, please report on the bill. Mr. Speaker, members of Parliament, I report that the bill entitled the Local Government Amendment Act 2016, having gone through the committee of the whole House, I now move that the bill be read
and
as amended. And I move that the bill be read the third time and passed into law.
Honourable Member, the question is that the bill as amended be read the third time and passed into law. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
The bill entitled Local Government Amendment Act 2016, being an act to amend the Local Government Act 2004 to provide for the postponement of local council elections and for other related matters, has been read a third time and passed into law.
Mr. Minister, I congratulate you on your baptism. That was well done. Sit down for the time being. And honourable members, I want to reiterate that the Deputy Minister, in the person of Adiru Kaloko, has done very well in ensuring that he is here. And as I've always said, and I'm going to say it again, deputies are not nonentities. Deputies are not nonentities. And juniority is not inferiority. So ministers have to work with their deputies. Yes. Yes. Mr. Minister, thank you very much. You can now go. Yes. Deputies are not nonentities.
Announcement. Members of the following parliamentary committees are invited to a brief presentation by the Minister of Finance and Economic Development on Sustainable Development Goals in committee room number 1 immediately after adjournment. A. Committee on Finance. B. Public Accounts Committee. C. Transparency Committee. Members of Parliament are reminded to return to the clerk's office the World Bank survey questionnaire that was distributed to them. You could recall that the questionnaire is long overdue. Therefore, members are kindly asked to return the completed questionnaires. Notice of all meetings of a meeting to all members of the Committee on Fisheries and Marine Resources. There will be a very important meeting today at 1:30 p.m. We will be meeting with officials from the Ministry of Fisheries, Place Administrative Building. All members must endeavor to attend. Signed by Jane, Cargo Secretary. Members of the Oversight Committee on Internal Affairs are asked to meet immediately to consider the bill, the National Civil Registration Act 2016. The meeting shall take place in committee room number 1. Signed by the chairman. Dundum.
Mr. Clark, have you consulted the leader for adjournment? Date, the next date. Honourable members, adjourn the House to next Thursday, 23rd June 2016 at 10 a.m.